Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Avraham Shor. Maseches Pesachim has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shlomo Nyman Le'ilui Nishmas HaRav Yaakov Ben Matisyahu.
Pesachim Daf Kuf Vav. The Gemara brings a braisa, Ton Rabbanan Zocher Esiyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoi. The maskana of the braisa, the way the Gemara explains it, is that the Iker Pasuk of Zocher Esiyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoi is the din of Kiddush Balayla, telling that you're supposed to be Mekadosh B'chnisas HaShabbos. Because, like the Rashbam explains, L'Kadshoi is Mashba B'sho Shemiskadosh HaYoyim. You're supposed to be Zocher Esiyam HaShabbos L'Kadshoi at the time that it's becoming Kadosh, and therefore the main Kiddush is Kedushas HaLayla. How do we know that you're supposed to also be Mekadosh B'yoyim? From the fact that it says Zocher Esiyam HaShabbos. Although the Gemara makes this sound like a Yalfusa Gemura, like a complete limud, most of the Rishonim learn that this is only an Asmachta Ba'alma. As a matter of fact, Tosis in the Ramaschal, Zechre El Yayin, explains that the whole Din Kiddush Alakais, even by Laila, is only a Drabbanan, and the Pasuk is an Asmachta Ba'alma. The only Din Deraisa that there may be is to be Zechreu by Tfila, but to be Zechre El Akais, you don't have a Mitzvah Deraisa. And so Lefi, that Shita and Toisvis, the whole Din Kiddush, even Balayla, is only a Darabonan. So of course it goes without saying that the Din that we're learning out, that you're supposed to be Mekadosh also be Yoyim, is definitely not a Din Dairaisa, because this is a secondary Din. And if the main Din is not a Dairaisa, then certainly this Din is not Dairaisa. However, even according to the Shitas, that Kiddush al HaKois by Leil Shabbos is a Dairaisa, as is Mashma from the Lashon of the Mefarish in Nazir Daf Dalet. However, the din of Kiddush Bayoim, even if you hold that Kiddush Alakois Belaila is Dairaisa, but Kiddush Alakois Bayoim is definitely not a Dairaisa according to Rav Rishonim. The only Shita that we do find that holds that even this din is a din Dairaisa is the Shita of Marami Rutenberg, which is brought down by the Magen Avram in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sifkat and Gimel, where the Marami Rutenberg maintains that even the din of Kiddush HaLakos B'yoyim is a Dairaisa. Now the question is, what type of Zechira do you have when you do Kiddush HaLakos B'yoyim? When you're doing Kiddush HaLakos B'layla, you're saying the Psukim Vayichulu, which is the same Psukim that you say in Tefillah. Furthermore, and actually more importantly, because you don't really have to say the Psukim Vayichulu, the bracha that you say after the Bari Priyan Gofen is a bracha all about Mekadosh HaShabbos. So it's a bracha specifically on the Kedushas HaYoyim. However, the Iker Kiddush Bayoyim is really only a Bari Priyan Gofen. So in what way is the person being Mekadosh? So there is a Machlokes Rishonim about this inyan. The Rabbeinu David, in our sugya, explains, he says, Ma'inyan Kiddush, what type of Kiddush is there since all you're being Mevarach is a Bari Priya Gofen? Answers the Rabbeinu David, She'ein Brucha Zu Shal Bari Priya Gofen, Elo Shiehe Adam Kaiveya Sudase Alayim Shabbos Vyam Toivim. The real purpose of this Kiddush is so that a person should be Kaiveya Sudase Alayayin. There's something different about a Sud that you're Kaiveya Alayayin. And we call it Kiddush because you're Seimech Basudase Kemoisha Seimech Noisa Ala Kiddush. It's something that you open up the Suda with right before the Suda. You do this ritual called taking a Kois Yayin and making a Bracha on it. So it's similar to Kiddush in that respect, and that's why we call it Kiddush. But the main idea behind the din is that you should be keveh sudase ala yayin. So the biggest bari priya gofen is really only a birk sanenin. You're supposed to be keveh suda ala yayin. The way to do that is to have a kois yayin before the suda. The only way to partake of a kois yayin before the suda is by making a bari priya gofen. But the kiddush aspect is not from the birkas bari priya gofen. The kiddush aspect is the fact that you're keveh sudase ala yayin. This is also the Shita of the Meiri, the Maram Chalava, that it's only in Inyan of Bikaveh Sudase Al Yain. And it comes out then that the Bracha, the Birkas Bar Priya Gofen, is only for the purpose of Shtia. It's basically only a Birkas Ananin, like every other Bar Priya Gofen. However, the Rabbeinu Yoina, which is also brought in the Rabbeinu David, and the Rambam is also mashed this way in Perek Chavtes, Hilchos Shabbos Halacha Yud, that the Din Bar Priya Gofen is like the Din of Kiddush at night. And that is because included in the mitzvah of Zocher Esiyam HaShabbos is Levorech al Hayayin b'Yom HaShabbos. Not just to be Keveh Sudase al Hayayin, but rather the bracha in and of itself is the mitzvah. And that is because al Yidei, the person, is Mevorech al Hayayin, it's Miskadesh u Miskabit Yom HaShabbos. By actually proclaiming Bari Priya Gofen, there is a certain Kiddush that takes place. The Rambam is mashal like Rabbeinu Yonah because he says a lashon u'mitzvah levarich al hayayin b'yom haShabbos kodem sheyisod suda shniya. He doesn't say there's a mitzvah to take a cup of wine before the suda to show that it's nikva al hayayin. Rather, it's a mitzvah levarich. There's a special mitzvah of birkas ber pre'agofen in yom haShabbos before the suda. Now, if you take a look at the Ran, the way he expresses it is that Kiddush HaLayla is Deiraisa. Kiddush B'Yoyim Chazal or Mesakin, because there is an idea of Kavod HaYoyim, which in a sense is Odif Mikvoid HaLayla, so Chachamim felt that it was necessary to be Mesakin Kiddush, even though it's not the same idea as Knesset HaShabbos, and so therefore they were Mesakin Abirkas Bari Pri Agofen, which is the Haskalah of the Kiddush HaLayla. So it's doimet to the Kiddush HaLayla because you're doing the same ritual like you do at night. You're starting off with the same thing. Furthermore, he says, Lefi she'ein oimim shira el al hayayin. Yayin is something that you say shira on. So it's ke'ein shir v'shevach l'kdushasi shel yoyim when you're mevarach al hayayin sheloi kederach shar sudas. So the covet that it gives Shabbos is the fact that before the suda, you're mevarach al hayayin. Not that you drink yayin, but that you're mevarach al hayayin. And this is what the Rashbam says in our sugya. In Dibur Maschul Amr Rabbi Yehuda Bar Pri Agofen, he says that you're Ubruche Yomishtim Mishim Kvayt Shabbos L'Chalik Bein Midas Shabbos L'Midas Choyl Shehu Inyan Shir She'ein Oimim Shira El Alayayin. A few nafkaminas between these two tzedim. Number one, according to the first opinion, the opinion of the Rabbeinu David, the real mitzvah is to have a glass of yayin before the suda. So it's just a special way of being kaveh your Suda's Shabbos. Therefore, there would be no isser to eat something before you actually do Kiddush HaYom. A person wants to take a bite of something before Kiddush. So B'leil Shabbos, since the Zman of Kiddush has already come, you have a Chi of Kiddush. Before your Chi of Kiddush, you're not allowed to eat. But over here, you really don't have a Chi of Kiddush. You have a Chi of a certain surah, how your Suda Shabbos is supposed to look. You're supposed to take Yayim before the Suda. And the Rabbeinu Yonah himself says this. He points it out. And according to the Rambam, and this is really the Psak Din in Shulchan Aruch, Reish Pei Tes, if Aleph, it is usher to be Tayim even B'Yoyim. And that's because you have a Din Kiddush. The way the Rambam understands is that there's a Din Kiddush, whereas the Din Kiddush by Belayla is to say the Psukim Vayichulu and to say Bar Pri Agofen and the Birkas HaYoyim, Mekadesh HaShabbos, the bracha that you're supposed to make before the Suda by day is the bracha of Bar Pri Agofen and no more. But it has the same quality of Kiddush as Kiddush B'Layla, and therefore a person is not allowed to be Toyim, he's not allowed to eat before the Kiddush Shel Yoyim. A second nafkamina would be whether we apply the principle of Af Al Pi She Yotza Moitzi. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis says then by all brachas, there's a rule called afal pisha yotzi. Even though the person was yotzi already, he could be moitzi other people with those brachas. Except for birkas hanenin. You cannot be moitzi somebody else with a bracha birkas hanenin. And the reason is pashit. Birkas hamitzvahs or the like, there's a din arvis. Kol Yisrael reivim zeh lazeh. So because I am responsible for somebody else's chiyuv, I can be moitzi that person with their chiyuv. That's where the bracha is a chiyuv. The person has, the gavra has a chiyuv to make a bracha, so I'm moitzim with that bracha. Birkas mitzvahs would be part of that category. However, birkas hananin, the person doesn't really have a chiyuv to make the bracha. The person wants to eat, so in order to be matirim to eat, he needs to make the bracha. So on that, there's no din of afal pish yotza moitzi, because there's no din arvis on something that's not an inherent chiyuv on the person. Now it's mavur over there in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that Kiddush, the Birkas Bari Pri Agofen of Kiddush, I do have a din of Af Pish Yotza Moitzi. And that is understandable at least by the bracha of Bari Pri Agofen by Kiddush Halayla. And that's what the Rabbeinu David says. He says the bracha of Bari Pri Agofen by night, it's a chaluk of the Kiddush. So the chiv Bari Pri Agofen that you have to make is not because you happen to be drinking wine. Rather, a part of the nusach of the bracha is Bari Pri Agofen. However, says the Rabbeinu David, the Kiddush Bayoim doesn't have a din Kiddush. The whole inyan of the Birkas Bari Pri Agofen is an order that you should drink, and therefore it's similar to every other Birkas Hanenin that we don't say the klal of Af Pi Sheyotza Moitzi. However, that's only the Rabbeinu David L'shitasei. According to the other Shitas, the Rambam, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Ran, then of course you would have a din of Af Pi Sheyotza Moitzi even by the Kiddush of Yoim. And that actually is the Psak Din in Shulchan Aruch, Simrei Shayin Gimel, Sif Dalet. It's possible that another nafkamina would be the hakpada that the Brisker Rav used to have, that all of the people that are around the table, he was makpa that they should drink from the yayin of Kiddush HaYoyim in order to be yoytze with the Birkas Bari Pri Agofen. Now, Kiddush Belayla, we know you don't have to dafka drink the wine. So his akpara makes sense according to the Rishonim, but understand that it has a din of bricks and nenin. We understand. Because the whole point is that you have to be kaveh sudasi al yayin. So how are these people yotze that chiyuv? Teretz is that they drink yayin before the suda from the Kiddush. However, according to the other Rishonim, that it has a din Kiddush, then the Rishonim, the people who are listening to the bracha, are yotze their chiyuv, even if they don't drink. Because the main point is to listen to the birkas bar prayer gofen, not to have shtiyas yayin. Tosfos in Divar Maskil Zechreyu al Yayin, as we mentioned earlier, maintains that Kiddush al Yayin is only an asmachta. There is a chiyuv d'oraisa, mitzvah zasei of Zochar Siyam Hashavas L'kadshei, but to do it al hakoyis is only a drabona. Tosfos brings the Gemara in Nazir, Daf Gimel Mabez, that says, Miyayin v'sheicher yazir, lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin arishus, that in the parash of Nazir, it tells us that he's mechuyiv to be careful not to drink yayin, not only not to drink yayin that's a rishus to drink, but even yayin that's a mitzvah. The Gemara says, what do you mean? Mind you, kedusha v'avdalta, you're talking about the yayin of kiddush v'avdala, mushpa v'yem mer sinayhu, the itzrikor l'meisara, is he a mushpa v'yem mer sinayhu, is he mechuyiv medaraisa to drink that yayin that I need the pasuk to answer him? So Tosfos shows that from that Gemara you see that Kedusha v'Avdalta is not a din d'oraisa. However, Rashi over there in Nazir learns the Gemara the exact opposite. The Rashi learns over there that the Gemara, when it says lesser yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishus, that the Nazir is mechuyev to be nizir from not drinking yayin shal mitzvah, just like he's not allowed to drink yayin shal rishus. When the Gemara says mahi kedusha v'avdalta, what does that mean? That he has to be nizir from drinking kedusha v'avdalta? V'hamushba me'amim arsinayu. He's mechuyev to drink the yayin of kiddush v'avdala because it's a mitzvah d'araisa. And there's a rule that a person cannot be nishba levatel samitzvah. So you see the Rashi over there learns that it is a din d'araisa. Not only is it a din d'araisa to be mekadesh al hakoyis, but even the shtia is a din d'araisa. The Rach, later on, Daf Kuv Zayin, Dibar Maschul Rabba Brachona, learns the Gemara and Nazir the same way, and so does the Shagas Aryeh in Simon Samach b'shem the Ravan. Now, according to the Shita Satoisvis, that the mitzvah d'oraisa does not require ala yayin, what does the mitzvah d'oraisa require? According to the Piskei Arid, in Psochem Daf Tzadik Tesemid Aleph, the way it would be mekayim the din d'oraisa is through tefillah. Dafka, when you say the bracha, bracha mekadesh haShabbos in tefillah, that's when you're mekayim the din d'oraisa. However, the Rashba in the Tshuvas, Chilik Dalet, Simen Reish Tzadik Hei, is mavur that you don't really have to use the medium of tefillah in order to be mekayim the din d'oraisa. It will be enough if you say l'shoines that are mashma, some sort of kilus and shvach for Shabbos. Just like the Gemara says in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Tesem Beis, Reb Chanina used to say, Neitzev in a Kabbal, b'nei Shabbos Malksa. And it would be mekalis and say, Boyichala, Boyichala. Psukei Kedusha Shabbos also helps, Ubayichulu, Vishamru, anything that is mashma, a Kiddush HaShabbos, but it does not have to be in the context of Tefillah. The Ritva in Shabbos, Daf Samach Tesamir Aleph, is Mesupik about it. Over there, the Gemara is talking about if somebody is Mahalich B'midbar, Ve'eni Adei Emes HaShabbos. He's walking in a desert, he lost track of time, he doesn't know when is Shabbos. So there's a Machloikis. The Gemara says, one man Yom says, Moina Shisha, U'mishamar Yom Echad. He should keep Shabbos al Yidei, counting 6 days, and then observing the seventh day as Shabbos. And the Gemara makes it clear that you cannot do Malacha because it's still a Suffolk. So in what way is that day Minker? How could you tell that it's different than the rest of the days? But Kedusha v'Avdalta. On that day, you make Kiddush and Havdalah. And the Ritva asks, V'im Toimer v'heich yomer brachas al ha-Suffolk. How can you possibly make a bracha al ha-Suffolk? Ein Chanami, he brings down that when you have a Suffolk in Daraisa, you go back over it, Suffolk bracha b'Daraisa, that's only that's when you know you're vaday chayev in the bracha, you're just misupik whether you did it already, then there's a din that it's a suffik d'araisa and you go l'chumra. But over here you're misupik b'chlal whether you're chayev in this bracha. So the Ritva says, Yesh Leimer, the suffik bracha levatala isur d'rabanan hu. The whole suffik, isur bracha levatala is only isur d'rabanan, so it's a suffik d'rabanan and you're allowed to go l'kula. Inami says the Ritva beloy bracha ka'amar, that the din that it says you should make kiddush v'avdala is without a bracha. So you see that the Ritva is misupik whether you yotze the chi of kiddush even without a bracha. Same machlokes is seen in the Magen Avram and Simen Reish Ayin Aleph Sifkat and Aleph says v'nirli de midaraisa b'kiddush sha'amar b'tefillah sagi, that midaraisa it's enough to say the kiddush that you say in tefillah. Rabbi Kveger and Agoyis over there says l'chayr lav dafka b'tefillah held the kol shemaskir Shabbos va'omer Shabbat tova Gamken Yoitzi. Even if a person would say good Shabbos, he would be Yoitzi. That's why there are people who are makbe when it gets closer to Shabbos not to say good Shabbos, because they're afraid that that's going to constitute a Kabbalah Shabbos, because the person is doing something that helps for Kiddush according to Rebbe Kveger. So you see, the Rebbe Kveger holds that you don't have to mention the Kiddush in the context of Tefillah, and that's why he says on the Magen Avraham that it's Lav Dafka. The Magen Avraham obviously holds like the Piskei Arid, that the din of Kiddush has to be done in Tefillah under the Raisa level. And you could see that also from the Magen Avraham himself later on in the same Siman in Reish Ayin Aleph in Sif Katan Beis, because he says over there that a Katan who is 13 years old should not be Moitzi Noshim that didn't daven yet with Kiddush. The reason is that since they didn't daven yet, their chiyuv kiddush is minat Torah, and since it's din d'oraisa, we're not soimach on the chazaka that the katan who's only 13 years old, that already was hevi shtei sairis, that he has simonim of gadlus. Now, it's quite mistaber that the noshim already were mazkir something about Shabbos, especially since they were madlik nerishal Shabbos, and they said certain Tchines u'bakoshes, besides the brach of Lahat Knershal Shabbos, that should be enough. If saying good Shabbos is enough, they probably said good Shabbos as well. So to say that a woman cannot be yoytze for a chiv kiddush from this cotton is only because we believe that she has to be yoytze on a deraisa level, and that it was not enough for her to say good Shabbos, to say the other tchines. It has to be done in the context of either tefillah or kiddush al hakoyis. This is, of course, the explanation for the famous suffix of the Dogel Me'rvava, which is the hagoyis, the Yehuda writes on the side of the Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph. He says he has a suffix that if a man who already davened Shmoneh Esrei, so his chiyuv kiddush is only drabbanan because he was already mekadesh betfila. He says that it's possible that he cannot be moitzi his wife in kiddush ala kois because she has a chiyuv d'oraisa and his chiyuv is only drabbanan, and a drabbanan cannot be moitzi a d'oraisa. Even though usually we say there's a din arvus, and since somebody else is chayv afu pishiyotza moitzi, like we mentioned earlier, noshim are not pechlal arvus, and he's mistapik maybe the noshim were mekabel arvus avur hanoshim. So again, you see, according to the Nadib Yehuda, that even though the Noshim most probably were Mazkir Shabbos during Hadlokas Neiris and saying good Shabbos, but they still are considered having a Chiyav D'Oraisa with the Kiddush Alakoy since they were not yet Mikadesh Betfila. And the Nadib Yehuda is Lashitasi, because in the Tzlach, in Brachas, Daf Nun Aleph, Amud Aleph, the Tzlach says an incredible Chiddush. He says that Noshim that were not Mispalel, they were not yet Mikadesh Betfila, they should, when they say Kiddush al HaKoyis, they should be makdim the Birkas HaYoyim le Birkas HaYayin. We know that we first say Birkas Bo'er Pri HaGefen, and then afterwards you say the Birkas HaYoyim le Kiddush HaShabbos. Now, the Gemara has a discussion why we do that, but says the Tzlach, certainly if you're in a situation in which your Chiyuv Kiddush, the Birkas HaYoyim, is D'oraisa, and the Birkas Bo'er Pri HaGefen is only D'rabbanan, so then you should be makdim the Birkas HaYoyim le Birkas HaYayin. This idea is very not poshut, because like we mentioned earlier, the Birkas Bo'er Pri HaGefen by Kiddush at night is definitely part of the Nusach of the Kiddush, so to say that you should be makdim the Birkas HaYoyim is a stretch. I would say that the Birkas Bo'er Pri HaGefen is part of the Kiddush, and therefore it doesn't need to be treated like a drabbanan. I mean, you don't find anybody saying that during tefillah you should first say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos before the rest of tefillah, because that's the matbeah, how the Chacham were misakin tefillah. But in any case, again, you see from the Tzlach was written by Nadib Yehuda, and he's obviously assuming that although the Noshim were already mazkir the Shabbos and Hadlokas Neiris, etc., still their chiv is considered a chiv d'oraisa, because you haven't been yotzer chiv d'oraisa unless you were mazkir Shabbos in the context of tefillah or Kiddush al HaKoyis. The Gemara brings down a story. Rav Ashi Ikla L'Mechuza. He went there for a visit. Amrulay, they said to him, Liktish Lanmar Kiddusha Rabbah. Why don't you go and be moitzi us with Kiddusha Rabbah? The Kiddush of the Yom is called Kiddusha Rabbah. The reason for this, the Rashbam explains over here, is because the Birkas Bo'er Pri HaGefen, since you say it by every Kiddush, it's called Kiddusha Rabbah, the great Kiddush, because that's something that encompasses all Kiddush. And the Ran says the reason is it's like a Loshen Sagi Nohar. It's really the smaller Kiddush, because when you compare it to the Kiddush that is the Ikar Chiyuv, the Kiddush by night, so it's the lesser of the two, and therefore we call it Kiddusha Rabbah, like the kinu you give to a suma, somebody doesn't see, you call him a sagi nars, with someone with a lot of light. Now, he didn't know exactly what the Nusach Kedusha Rabbah was. Dehainu, if he should just say Bar Priya Gofen, and that's it, or he should continue with the Nusach of Kiddush like you usually do at night, with the Mekadosh HaShabbos. So he decided to be marach a little bit in his bracha of Bar Priya Gofen, to see if everybody assumed that the Kiddush was over, and that's exactly what happened. When he was marach, so there was a Husaba, there was an older man who started to drink before he even finished the Birkas Bar Priya Gofen, so he saw there was no more to the Kiddush that he had to add. Toisfiz Dibar Maskal have a Gachav Shasi asks Sakasha. How was this man allowed to start drinking before Rav Ashi finished the Kiddush? The din is Ein Hamasubim Rashoim Litim Achiyitim Hamavorech. The Gemara says in Brachas that Bem Zayin, that the people who are the Masubin who are being Yotzi the Bracha from the Mavorech should not be Toyim until the Mavorech, the one who makes the Bracha, is Toyim. Toisfiz answers, Vyashloimer Dahinu Dafka Bahamoitzi. That Gemara is talking only about Brikas Hamoitzi Shetzorach Lechol, Keraminim Perik Ra'u Bezin, like the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that we mentioned before, that says that the only time you could be moitzi somebody with birkas hamoitzi is if you're eating together with that person. Therefore, you have to wait until that person is toyim from the hamoitzi. Because like we explained, there's no arvis when it comes to birkas hanenin. Arvis is on mitzvahs that the person is mechuyiv to do. The person is not mechuyiv to eat. When he's eating, he has to make a bracha. So I could be moitzi him if I myself am being nene. So he has to wait and see if I'm nene. If I'm not nene, then my bracha is not a bracha. Aval kiddush, says Toisvis, she'ein choyv alishtois lahamavorech ein tzarech lahamtin. According to this pshat in Toisvis, it's not like the briskurav that we mentioned earlier. It's like those rishonim that hold that it's possible to be moitzi a person with kiddush even during the daytime, even though you're not being nene, because the bracha of Bar Priya Gofen that you make for the Kiddush of the day is not a birkas hanenin in order to facilitate drinking yayin before the suda. Rather, it is a din kiddush. So what would the other Rishonim do? According to the Rishonim that hold that the din of Bar Priya Gofen, like the Rabbeinu David says, is only a birkas hanenin because the din kiddush just to make sure that you drink yayin before the suda, so then how would we explain how the Ahusab was able to drink before Rav Ashi started to drink? The answer is that Tosis continues. Tosis says, Umi ubi rishalmi de brachis, am Rav Abba Shem Rav, misubin asurim litim achiyitim hambevorech, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer, shoysin af bishaloi shasa, which means that on the surface there are 2 days. One Mandi Amar holds that the Mesubin are not allowed to be Toyim until the Mevarech is Toyim, and the other Mandi Amar holds that they're allowed to be Shoyis, they're allowed to drink, even though the Mevarech was not Toyim. The Yerushalmi explains, V'loi pligi, ma da amarib abba kshayu kulon zkuken l'kois echot. The Mandi Amar that says that you cannot be toyim until the mevarech is toyim is going in a case where there's only one kois. Rabbi Shua ben Levi, who said that you're allowed to drink even without the mevarech being toyim, is where each one of them has a kois biyodei. And this is true even by pas, that the whole din of Ein HaMesubim Rashayim Litim Achiyitam HaMavarech is only true where they're all eating from the same pas or from the same kois. Umemela, even if we are magdir the din of Kiddush Bayoim as a Birkas Hanenin, it doesn't make a difference, because even by Birkas Hanenin there's halacha that if each one has their own past or their own kais, then you're allowed to be toyim before the Mavarech is toyim, and that's why Ahusaba was able to be toyim even according to those shitas. What is the hesber in this chilik between when there's a kais b'fnei kol echa ve'echad and when they're all being nana from the same kais or from the same pas? So it would seem that the Yerushalmi holds that there are 2 different ways to be yoytze a bracha from somebody else. When I have a pas in front of me or a kais in front of me and he makes the bracha on his pas or his kais, then it's like a regular din of Shemeh Ka'ina. I'm hearing his bracha and it's like I'm making the bracha based on my shmiah. So in such a case, says the Yerushalmi, it makes no sense to say that I have to wait until he is tayim, because the point is I'm being yoytze from the fact that I heard his bracha. However, there's another way to be yoytze from somebody else's bracha, and that is that when he's making a bracha on a kikar that I plan on being nene from, I could plug into his bracha on that kikar. I want to be yoytze, and we're all being part of the same achila, of the same kikar, so I could connect to his bracha, but then I have to wait until he's toyim, because the bracha is not really considered complete until he's toyim from the kikar that we're all eating from. However, from the Primigodim in Simen Kuf Samach Zayin, it's mashma that the whole concept of Ein HaMesubim Rashayim Litim Achiyitim HaMevorech is only an inyan of Derech Eretz. And therefore, there's a difference between if each one has his own kikar, that's not considered a lack of Derech Eretz to start eating from his own kikar, as opposed to when everybody's being nene from the same kikar, that you wait until the Beitzeya, the Mevorech, is Toyim. from the story of Rav Ashi, who waited to see if anybody was going to drink in order to determine whether the minig in that place was to make another bracha aside from the Bar Pri HaGafen or to just make Bar Pri HaGafen, it's mashma from the way the Rashbam explains the story that his own minig, Rav Ashi's own minig, was to only make Bar Pri HaGafen. Because the way the Rashbam explains, he says he was waiting to see if somebody would start drinking, then he would understand that they only make a Bar Pri HaGafen. Because if not, if he didn't see anybody starting to drink, then he ought to make a Kiddush Gadol Shalayla Kemin HaGon, that he should make a longer Kiddush, meaning with another bracha, just like the Kiddush Shalayla Kemin HaGon, like the people's minig there, which is mashba that he himself was noyeg to only make a Bar Pri HaGafen. It's just that if their minig was to make a second bracha, he would have done that. So in the Hagoyis of Reb Lezer Moshe Horowitz, he asks that how would he be allowed to do that? It's a bracha l'atola. According to his minig, then his shita is that you're not supposed to make another bracha, so then he holds that it's a bracha l'atola to continue. In the Sefer Har Tzvi, he brings a tshuva from the Tshuvas Chaim Shal Simen Tzadik Tes, who explains why it's not a bracha l'atola. Over there he's talking about a person who came to a place where the minig was to make a bracha on Halal on Rish Chodesh, and this person's minig was not to make a bracha, and he was a shliach tzibur. And the question was, should he make the bracha to be moitzi everybody else? And he explains over there that he should make a bracha like the minig hamokim, and he brings a right from our sugi. He says, the afagavder of Ashi b'yei ma'shabes, loy hoya noig leimer, kiddush gadol shalayla, hoya oymer lehem kimin hogam, he would have said like their minig. You can't ask from the case of the Sfiras HaOmer. He says that the Pri Chodesh says in Simen Tov Pei Tes that if somebody forgot to say Sfiras HaOmer, he cannot become a Shlich Tzibur and be Mavarach for everybody else because he's called Eina Mechuyu B'Davar. Why don't we say since everybody else has a din to make a bracha, he can be Moitzi them? He says, Yesh Lechalik, the Hacha B'Mechuzah Nagu B'Yoyim Levarach Kiddush Gadol Vadei Hu Al Pi Chachamim Davu Hasim B'Mechuzah D'Savri Hachi. If they had a minig, it was Al Pi Chachamim. U'Ledaitam Gam Rav Ashi Mechuyu B'Davar. According to their Shita, Rav Ashi is also Mechuyu L'Fi Daitam. Those chachamim who hold that you're supposed to make a bigger bracha, they would hold that Rav Ashi is also mechuyev to do that. So you see that if the minig hamokim is to do a certain thing, it's not called a bracha l'vatala, and you can be moitzi somebody else as long as it's not a minig shtus, as long as it's built on a minig chachamim. The Gemara says, "Amri b'nei Reb Chiya Mishlei Hivdul b'Maitzoy Shabbos Mavdul v'Hoylich b'Chol Shabbos Kulei V'Ad Kama Amr Abzera Ad Revi B'Shabbos." A person who didn't make Avdalah is allowed to be Mavdul during the week till when? Until Wednesday. If a person gives a woman a get, almanas, that she has to give him 200 zuz after Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are considered after Shabbos. Arba, Chamisha, Maile Yoimi, Kami Shabbata. Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are considered part of the next Shabbos. The Maram Chalava extracts from this Gemara another halacha, and that is, we know that the din is, Gemara says in Brachas, that a person should always be mashlim parshiyosev im hatzibur shnayim mikra ve'echad targum. Now, what is considered im hatzibur? You're supposed to do it the week of that particular parshas ha-shavua. So he says that the halacha is that if a person were to be mashlim parshi Yosef, he would say the parshas ha-shavua shnayim mekav echad targum not on that Shabbos and not during the week preceding a Shabbos, but Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of the after the Shabbos of that particular parsha, he would be yotzei his din of im hatzibur. So it would seem also that before Shabbos, what's considered before Shabbos is dafka when it's Wednesday before that Shabbos. Now, if you take a look at Tosfos in Brachos Chesamid Beis in Dibur Maschil Yashlom Parshiyos Matzibur, Tosfos says Nira de Kol Hashavua Mekivin the Maschil Likrois Haparsha Dehainu Mimincha Shabbos Ve'eloch Ad Shabbos Abba Nikris Imatzibur. It's already called Imatzibur from the preceding Shabbos, since by Mincha you already start laning the Parsha of the next week. Va'af Agav, Tosfos brings our Gemara. Tosfos says, nevertheless, Tosfos seems to hold that it doesn't make a difference, because even though our Gemara tells you what's considered Kami Shabbata, but Legabi Im HaTzibur, since you started already Mincha the week before, so it's already called Im HaTzibur because the Tzibur is already focused on the Parsha of the next week. The Gemara says, Amra Bruna Amra Rav HaNoitel Yodav Lo Yikadish. If somebody already was Noitel Yodav, he washed his hands, Netilas Yadayim, he should not make Kiddush. The Rashbam explains, Notel Yodav Lo Yikadish Ela Acher Yikadish. Somebody else, an Acher, should make the Kiddush. V'hu Yoytzi Yidei Chevasi B'Shmiya. He'll be Yoytzi his Chiev through hearing that other person's Kiddush. And he explains because there's no Hesach Hadas since he is not making the bracha himself, he's hearing it from somebody else. That means that the Rashbam holds that the whole chesaron over here is Hesach Hadas because it's a hefsik between the netila and the eating, and therefore he says that if the person himself were to make Kiddush, that would be a hefsik, that would be Hesach Hadas. But if he hears it from somebody else, then it's not called Hesach Hadas. You see from this Rashbam that although you're yoytze with the din of Shemeh Ka'ayna, Shemeh Ka'ayna is not called a hefsik, even if Amira itself would be called a hefsik. And this is a big machlokes Rishonim. In Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph Mabez, machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, whether a person who's be'emtza tfilosoi and the tzibur is up to Kedusha, should he be quiet and listen to the Kedusha and have kavana lotzeis midin Shemeh Ka'ayna? Rashi in Sukkah Daf Lamechesh Mabez says that if a person is mispal, is in the middle of Shemini Esrei, and the chazan gets up to Kaddish or Kedusha, eni yochel lahafsik v'lanis imat tzibur, he shouldn't be mafsik, ela yishtoik v'yamte ma'at Shemeh Ka'ayna. However, the Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, both over there in Sukkah and in Brachas Chaf Alf Mabez, say that Adrabba, Yishemeh Ka'ayna, Haviyaf Sokim Shoysik. If there's a din of Shemeh Ka'ayna, then it's a hefsik if you're quiet and you listen. It's commonly understood that the machloikis is a fundamental machloikis, how to learn the din of Shemeh Ka'ayna, the famous Shaila Beis Halevi, the Chazinish, whether Shemeh Ka'ayna is as if the person is actually being Ayna, it's like Dibor itself. In which case the person is being yoytze machmas atzma. His shmiya is tantamount to a dibur, and he's the one who's being yoytze the mitzvah. In which case, it's pretty understood that then it would be a hefsik. However, if you learn that Shemeh Ka'ayna is not as if I myself am being oyne, it's not like my own dibur. I'm not yoytze from my shmiya. I'm yoytze with the other person's bracha. It's like a shlichus. The person himself is moitzi me, but I'm yoytze with my shmiya. I relate to his dibur. Shemeh is Ka'ayna because I'm being yoytze with the other person's dibur. Then we could understand like Rashi that it's not a hefsik. So our Rashbam is clearly learning that the din of Shemeh Ka'ayna is not as if I myself am doing the aniyah, as if I myself am being yoytz the mitzvah, as if I was being medaber, and therefore it's not considered a hefsik. After mentioning the halacha that hanotel yodav lo yikadesh, the Gemara says that that cannot be the shita of Rav. It can't be that Rav held that after a person does netilah, he's not allowed to make kiddush, because we know that Rav sometimes used to be mekadesh arifte, who was mekadesh on pas. Explains the Rashbam, how is he mekadesh on pas? He obviously washed his hands first, and then sat down, made the bracha, and then said the kiddush, but he didn't wash his hands again. So you see that kiddush is not a hefsik between netil sidayim and achilas pas. Tosfos in Dibur Maslo Mekadesh Arifta asks on this raya. The Kiddush ala pas vadei lo yhavi hefsik. Of course, Kiddush ala pas is not a hefsik between your netila and your achilas pas. Sha Kiddush hu la'achar ha-moitzi. When a person says the Kiddush, then it's after he already made Birkas ha-moitzi. Because first you say Birkas ha-moitzi, then you say Mekadesh ha-Shabbos. You say the whole Nusach of Kiddush. Now that Nusach of Kiddush, says Tosfos, is like the Amira of Gvil Leturi. The halacha is, the Gemara says in Brachas, that if a person, after he says the bracha, he needs to give food to the animals. Because the halacha is that you have to give food to the animals before you eat. And then afterwards, v'achalt v'savota. So if a person says, after he made the bracha, he says, go and give food to the shvarim to eat, then that's not a hefsik, because it's from the tzarchi achila. So too over here, the person has to make kiddush in order to eat. Now it happens to be over there in the Gemara in Brachas that Tosfos bring this Gemara in Daf Mem that says that there are many things that a person could do after the Bracha. L'mashal, a person could say, bring salt, bring lifton. Why did the Gemara pick Dafka, the case of Gvila Tari, the din that you're supposed to tell people to give food to the Shvarim? The Teretz is that other things, like bring melach, bring salt, and is something that is for the Tzarchi Achila Mamish. Masha'en Kain, the din of Gvila Tari, give food to the animals, is not from the Tzarchi Achila, it's from a din. The din is that you're not allowed to eat until you give the Shvarim. So it's not the Metzias Dikat Tzarchi Achila, it's something that because of the Halach and Shechanach, you have to go and give this food to the Shvarim, so that is also not called a Hefsik. The same thing would be true over here, Legabi Kiddush. That's why Tosfos is bringing the case of Gvila Torah to prove the case of Kiddush, because by Kiddush it's also only a Halach type of Tzarchi Achila. It's not a real Tzarchi Achila. The Din tells me that you have to make Kiddush first. Now the Sfasemis asks on Tosfos, he says, I don't understand, why does Tosfos feel that there's a difference between being mafsik between the Birkas HaMotzi and the Achila, and being mafsik between the Netila and the Achila? Because that's really what Tosfos is asking. Tosfos is saying, how can you prove from the fact that a person can make Kiddush ala pas, that means he's being mafsik in between the HaMotzi and the Achila, that we're okay with, says Tosfos, because that's like the case of Gvilu Torah, give food to the animals. Tosfos, however, is saying that would not prove the din that we're trying to say before, that after Netilas Yadayim, you could make Kiddush. Says the Sfasemis, it's all the same. The whole reason why it's not considered a hefsik between the Birkas HaMotzi and the Achila is because it's necessary. It's something you can't do. You can't eat unless you make Kiddush. So therefore, it's not a hefsik because it's main Yari Achila. So too, it's not considered a hefsik in between the Netilas Yadayim and making the Birkas HaMotzi for a person to go and make Kiddush al Yayin, because that is from the Tzarech Achil. You cannot go and make your Amoitzi and eat the bread unless you first make Kiddush. I mean, says the Sfasemis, the din that you're allowed to say, give food to the animals, a person would theoretically be able to say, give food to the animals in between the Netilas Yadayim and the Bracha, just like you could say it in between the Bracha and the Achila. So perhaps we can answer this Vasemis' Kasha with a Chakira that we can clear about the inyan of Tekef Netilas Yadayim Suda. The halacha is that you have to make sure that your Netilas Yadayim is close to the Suda. It has to be immediately preceding your Suda. Tekef Netilas Yadayim Suda. Now there are two ways to understand this din. One way is to understand that it's a halacha in the Suda. The Suda has to be immediately preceded by the Netila. It has to have a Netila right before it. However, another way to learn is that it's Mehilchas HaNetila. The din is that in order for the Netilas Yadayim to be Chal on something, it has to be immediately before the Suda. Otherwise, it's a Netilas Yadayim that it's not Chal on your Suda. Now, the Nafkamina between these two Tzadim is if it will be Mutter to be Mafsik between the Netilas Yadayim and the Birkas HaMotzi with something that's Mitzarchi HaSuda. If the Halacha is that you need to have Tekef Netilas Yadayim Suda, you have to have the Netilas Yadayim immediately preceding your Suda, and that's Mehilchas HaSuda. So then, if you were Mafsik in between the Netila and the Suda with things that are Minyane HaSuda, like Gvilatari, give food to the animals, then there wouldn't be a problem, because that's not called a hefsik. The Suda still has, immediately preceding it, has its Netila, because the fact that you spoke about things that were about the Suda is not considered a hefsik. However, if it's a special halacha in Netilas Yadayim is only effective if it immediately precedes the Suda. It's a din that the Netila, in order to be chal on something, it has to be right before that Suda. Then it would not help me that you spoke about things that are mitzarchi asuda beforehand, because still your Netila is left hanging. It's not a Netila that was done immediately preceding the Suda. So if we understand the second way, that it's not a halacha in the Suda, rather it's a halacha in the Netila, then we can understand Tosfos's kasha and answer Tzfasemis's question. We could say that Tosfos understands that Einach Enami, if a person makes the bracha, and then in between the bracha and the achila is mafsik with the things that are mean Yani Asuda, Gvilatari, give food to the animals, that's not called a hefsik, because the bracha needs to be without a hesach hadas between itself and your achila, and this is not called a hesach hadas because you're talking about the Yani Asuda. However, the Netilas Yadayim's need to be right next to your Suda is not from Mehilchas HaSuda. If it was Mehilchas HaSuda, you would have the same Svara, that if you're talking about the Nyani HaSuda, then the Suda doesn't have a problem that there's a hefsik in between the Netila and the Suda. However, if it's Halacha and the Netila, then it's not going to help me to be talking about Tzorchei HaSuda. Because Soif, your Netila was not done. It's not Chal on anything. It's not being Chal on your Suda unless you make it, take the Netila's Yadayim Bracha right before the Birkas HaMotzi. You make the Netila, then the Netila is Chal on the Birkas HaMotzi. So the fact that Rav actually was Mekadish sometimes on bread wouldn't show me anything. Because Ein Chanami, he made Kiddush, but the Kiddush was after you already said the Birkas HaMotzi. Since you already said the Birkas HaMotzi, the Netila's Yadayim was Chal on something. And now you're only left with the din that you can't be mafsik in between the Birkas HaMotzi and the eating. But that, of course, is halacha and Hilchos HaSuda. So if you talked about the Nyanei HaSuda, it's not a problem. Masha'en Kein, the case that we're talking about, where the person made an Netilas Yadayim and then he wants to make a Kiddush al HaKoyz before making a Birkas HaMotzi, that you cannot do, because that would make it that the Netilas Yadayim was not chal on something, because something is being mafsik between itself and the Birkas HaMotzi. Interestingly enough, the svar that we just said to explain the din of Tekef Netilas Yadayim Suda, that the Suda has to be right after Netilas Yadayim, that it's a halacha in the Netilas Yadayim, not a halacha in the Suda, the Dvar Shmuel on our daf says this very svara to be miyashiv akasha of Tosfos in Dibra Maschel Hanotel Yotov Loyikadish. Tosfos over there asks under Rashbam, who says this pshat, that there is a din heschadas, that a person washes his hands, he shouldn't make kiddush because the kiddush would be considered a heschadas. Ask Tosfos Akasha, Rav Gufei Kamer Perkel Abasar, Rav Nchulin says, Noitel Adam Yodav Shachris, Umast Aleim Kol Hayom. A person could wash his hands in the morning and be Mast Aleim Kol Hayom, which means that he can use the Netilas Yadayim that he did in the morning, and it helps him for other things later on throughout the day. So you see that there's no, it's not considered heschadas if the person makes a tenai l'chatchilu. Says the Dvar Shmuel to Miyashev the Rashbam, he says, based on this svara, that lo'olam, the din that it's considered a heschadas from the netila is because there's a din that the netilas yadayim needs to be chal on something. It's not mihilchas asuda, rather it's mihilchas netila. The netilas yadayim has to be chal on something. If the person spoke in between the netilas yadayim and the bracha of hamoitzi, then he's mafsik between the netila and the hamoitzi, and the netilas yadayim is left hanging. It's not chal on anything. However, says the Dvar Shmuel, if a person was Noitel Yod of Shachris, so there's a din anyway to do Netilas Yadayim Shachris, so it's not like that Netila was not Chal on anything. It was Chal Le'inyin, the din of washing his hands in the morning. Since it was already Chal, as long as the person makes a Tanai, then it's okay, because it's not like that Netilas Yadayim is left hanging, so he has a Kosher in Netila, making it that his hands are Tahar. Mashenkin, if later on in the middle of the day, he wants to be Noitel Yod for a Suda, then the Netila is not Chal on anything, if he was mafsik in between the netila and the birkas hamoitzi. Now, everything that we explained until now is going according to the Rashbam's pshat in the Gemara. Hanotel yodav lo yikadesh means that if a person washed his hands, he shouldn't be the one to make the kiddush because that would be a hefsik. However, the Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos Dibra Maschel Mekadesh Arifta has a whole different pshat in the Gemara. Hanotel yodav lo yikadesh, because Rav holds yesh kiddush aloy b'makam suda, it's possible to be mekadesh not b'makam suda. If we allow a person to wash his hands before the kiddush, since it's possible for a person to make kiddush and then to eat the suda in a different room, we're worried that after his kiddush he's going to go to a different room, and then it's going to be a problem with the netilas yadayim that he made in this room. And when the Gemara brings a raya that zimnin the chaviva le rifta mekadesh arifta, that sometimes Rav would be mekadesh arifta, it doesn't mean that Rav used to be mekadesh on lechem. Tosfos' shita in our sugi is that it's impossible. You cannot be mekadesh just on bread. Rather, it means that he was mekadesh on wine with the das to eat bread immediately. And he would wash his hands before the suda, before the kiddush, and then he would make kiddush and eat the suda in the place where he made kiddush. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Tam, Einoi Mekadesh. A person was taken by mistake, he ate before kiddush, so then he shouldn't be mekadesh. The reason for this seems to be a machloikis. The Rashbam says, Im ocha lo yikadesh kol alayla el lamacher koidim suda. Tosfos also says, Pirish ad lamacher koidim achila. Both of them seem to be stressing the fact that the kiddush has to function as a matir, and therefore, since you already ate before making kiddush, the kiddush is no longer serving as a matir for achila, and that's why they stress that you should make it tomorrow before achila, so that your kiddush will be a matir. If your kiddush doesn't function as a matir for achila, then you shouldn't do it. However, the Maram Chalava brings down the Ravid, who says that the reason why you shouldn't be mekadesh if you ate already is mipnei shenirikim mevaza es hamitzvah aval acherim mekadshim loy. He says since the kiddush is supposed to be before the achila and instead you ate and then you were mekadesh, it looks like you're being mevaza the mitzvah of kiddush. Therefore, he says you shouldn't be the one to do it, but acherim should be mekadshim loy. According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, it's mashma that there's no point in anybody else being mekadesh for you because your kiddush already is pointless because it's not functioning as a matir. According to the way he's saying, there is a point to making kiddush, but there's something wrong with you making kiddush because it looks like you're being mevaza the mitzvah since you're doing it only after you were tayim. The Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba ikla labir Rav Asi ishtli v'tayim midi. He made a mistake and he was tayim something before Havdalah. Tosfos says in the Bemaschel Ishtali, Masha Makshinen, Hashta Behemdrishal Digim Ein HaKarash Baruch Hu Mevit HaKol Al Yodam, The kasha is that the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, it says in Gittin that hashda behemdim shel tzaddikim, a person is not maybe takala on the behemdim shel tzaddikim, like you see from the Chamor shel Pinchas ben Yair. So kol shkein tzaddikim atzman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu make sure there's no takala. They're not nichshel in achilas asuras. So how is it possible that he made a mistake and he was toyim before Avdullah? Toysvis answers yeshloimer dahacha shamachol muter el shashoa asura ein shaych lahakshos. Tosfos explains that there's a difference between something that is inherently an achila asura and something which the achila itself is achila muteris, but it happens to be in the wrong time. Like we know, isure zman are seen as isure gavra, not isure cheftza. This Tosfos would seem to be a raya against the sheet of the Nesivas. The Nesivas, the famous Nesivas in Siman Reish Lamed Daled, who says that when a person does an aver b'shoigig, he doesn't even need a kapara. And the reason is because isurin derabbanan are not isurin cheftza. A person needs a kapara when he's nichshel in something that's inherently wrong. Isurin derabbanan is not inherently wrong. It's that you have to listen to the chachamim. If the person by mistake did something that was an isur derabbanan, so he didn't do something that was wrong, and he also wasn't married against the chachamim, so therefore he doesn't even need a kapara. The question is asked over here that l'chayra, you see from here that if it wouldn't be for the fact that being time before Avdullah was what Tosfos says is not an Isr Cheftza because it's an Isr Zman, then there would be considered a Takala. If a person is Nichshel, if a Tzaddik eats an Achila before Avdullah, that's called being Nichshel in Machalas Asuras. Now the question is why? He's only doing it Rabbana, you don't even need a Kapara. So why would that be considered something that's called a Takala? Must be that even Isur and Rabbana could be considered a Takala. It could be that you need a kapara, and zdafka because it was an iser zman, it was an achila that was inherently an achila muteris, just happened to be in the wrong time, that it says over here that he was nichshel. But without that fact, then there would be a problem with behemdim shel tzaddikim, ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevatel kol yadim, tzaddikim atzmo lekol shekein, even though it's only an iser derabbanan.
You have been listening to the shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the DAF worldwide. We need your help to continue our mission. To find out about dedication opportunities, visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.